Hallucinations are similar to dreams, they may be visual or auditory, or may involve any of the other senses, such as smell or touch. They may even combine several senses at once, and the impression of reality may be overwhelming. Hallucinations can be socially determined, and these are cases of many people witnessing together events which never occurred. There are two ways of regarding hallucinations, and these two ways go deep into the history of thought. Dreams and hallucinations have always excited wonder, and sometimes more, for their effective human action, and sometimes brought about bizarre and terrible results. For the mystic, dreams and hallucinations are insights of another world, reality, and truth. Some recent thinker regard the brain as a hindrance to understanding, a filter between us and suprafysical reality, which allows us to see this reality clearly only when its normal function is disturbed by drugs or disease. To the mind of Earth, however, including the empiricist philosopher, the brain is to be trusted only in health, and hallucinations are so interesting because suggestive are no more than the very output of the brain to be mistrusted and feared. Yes, hallucination and dream show the spontaneous activity of the nervous system when it goes unchecked by sensory information. A full-blown hallucination occurs when the spontaneous activity runs out of bounds. Hallucinations have also been found to occur when people are solitary confinement in prison, or experimentally in adolescent chambers in which the light is kept subdued or diffused with special goggles and nothing happens for a hours or days on end. It seems that in the absence of sensory stimulation, the brain can unwind and produce impulses which may dominate. Man may be effectively isolated for hours, with very little to do in industrial situations. This result is indeed a reason for sending more than one man into space. Thank you.